Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader. Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hello, 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 guys. Welcome back to the Hell Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. Welcome back, or welcome to, if it's your first time here. I am so excited to be chatting with you guys today. I have so many updates for you. And I'm also really excited to discuss today's topic. I think it's very on brand for this podcast because we are going to be discussing standards and how to set the tone for your life so that you can be treated how you desire, how you want to be treated, and to raise that bar. But before we get into that, I want to give you guys a few life updates because that's what we do here. I'm chatting with you like I'm chatting to a girl on the phone. It's been a hot minute. I've been away for some time and I'm gonna tell you why. First and foremost, I think that for me, I need some time off to get my creativity moving along again. I can go through some major creative blocks, especially when I'm busy. And the summertime is just a lot going on for me. It's seeing my friends, it's different parties, it's different gatherings, it's just a lot of up and down, I guess you can say, which I had a wonderful time. And I think that as a Cancer, as someone who was born in July, summertime, I definitely really thrive in, but I thrive even more in fall because I feel like it's my new year. It's my reset. It's me kind of falling into good habits again. And I'm really happy to be back, but I definitely need that time off and that self-care and that nurturing that summer provides. Because if I didn't have that, then I would not love my routine so much. So that's kind of why I've been gone. But another reason is because, and this is a really amazing update, we have been signed to a podcast agency. I don't even know what to say or how to begin thanking you guys because first and foremost, we started this podcast in April. I really didn't have many ideas on what I wanted this podcast to transform into. I just knew I wanted to use my voice on a different platform. As someone who's been making YouTube videos since 2015 and wanted to just expand, it was definitely something that I was dragging my feet for a very long time because I knew I wanted to start a podcast. So when I did start my podcast in April, I had no idea that it was going to become what it has already transformed into already. And although the audience is still on the smaller side, it's very mighty. You guys are shouting from the rooftops how much you enjoy this podcast, and I am so grateful because I'm really just being me. This is a more vulnerable side to me. I think that not being in front of the camera and just speaking into a mic gives you that sense of comfortability. Like I'm right now sitting on my couch in my living room looking outside my window and it just feels really safe here. It feels secure. And it's just been so wonderful for me and it's been a great creative outlet. So I thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. And because of this amazing audience that we have built, we now have been signed to a podcast agency. And what this essentially means for me is that I will be able to monetize this podcast a little bit more. I will be able to read ads. I will have an editor to help edit these podcasts for me. And I have a lot of different people working behind the scenes to help me strategize and build a bigger community. We have somebody who does marketing, someone who does editing, someone who helps me set up my studio. And yeah, we're going to essentially be expanding into possibly a studio that will be built in my home. Thanks to my podcast agency, they are going to be helping me design that and create a vision that you guys will all love. And eventually this podcast will be visual on YouTube. So I am so freaking pumped. I'm so grateful. Thank you guys so much. And yeah, cheers to new beginnings. All that being said, I am so excited to be discussing today's topic about standards and how to create really healthy standards for yourself as you grow into a well-rounded, grown, wonderful woman. I can really only speak for myself whenever I give this advice because it's the life that I'm living and I'm hoping it can resonate with you guys. But a little background about me, I really spent majority of my childhood being a dreamer. I knew that I wanted to have a very lavish life. It was something that I knew for a very long time. If you were to ask my mother, how was Haley growing up? I'm sure she would say she always was a dreamer. She wanted to be a star. She had a great eye for fashion and aesthetics and luxury. And that was just who I was as a kid. I just loved opulence. When I would see someone walking the street and they were dressed to the nines and they drove a beautiful car and they just had the classiest, most beautiful vibe to them, I was like, oh my God, I want to be her. I literally adore this woman. And I think it's because I'm a true girl's girl. Like, I love anything that has to do with being a woman, getting my nails done, getting my hair done, makeup, fragrance, literally just anything that represents femininity. Like, I love that. That being said, I think that I always had in the back of my mind that because I wanted all of those things, there was a lot of traits that I needed to possess internally that were going to get me there. Because at the end of the day, it's really difficult to become a well-rounded, financially stable, independent person in today's society. Of course, I didn't know that society would be the way it is today, but when I was growing up, it was still difficult for people to become things. I mean, I watched my mom go through different phases of her life, and although my parents now are so successful and live such a life of opulence and ease, it wasn't always that way. And so I did watch my mother struggle a little bit. I watched my mother be a single parent for a little bit, and I really wanted to get out of that mindset that I needed to struggle, that I needed to be someone who accepted less, and that I needed to be someone who didn't shoot for the stars. That wasn't what I wanted. That wasn't the dreamer in me. That being said, once I started to fall into that lifestyle, because the truth is, I feel like I fell into it. Although I worked really hard for it, it almost feels like in a blink of an eye, I went from someone who was very curious, naive. I was broke. I was definitely just in my dreamer mindset, but I wasn't actually in my doer mindset. I went from being that person to being the woman I am today, where I am extremely financially independent. I am living the life of luxury that I've always dreamed of. I own a home. I drive a luxury car. I have luxury goods. I have money in the bank. I'm able to renovate my house comfortably. I have two beautiful dogs that I take care of. I am able to go anywhere in the world if I really wanted to today. I can spend money the way I wish and please. And that has been my dream. And I'm living it. And I've been living it for some time. I will say that more recently, I've been living a little bit better because I've been doing a lot more and I've been pivoting in my life in ways that have allowed me to nurture myself the way that I've always desired. But now that I'm currently living the life that I always desired, the mindset in dating, in friendships, and in any type of human connection had to change. Now, a little background, because I think that this will help a lot of women who feel like they have a hard time raising the bar and their standards because they never saw that actually being done in real life. Me personally, I technically am fatherless. Now, I don't love to talk about that because for me, I've healed from the fact that my biological father has not raised me and has not been in my life. And luckily for me, my mom remarried when I was super young, and I was able to see what it's like to have a father in the house who does provide and take care of things. And I was able to see what it was like to be in a home with someone who prioritizes family and values that align with the life that I desired. All that being said, that does not take away from the fact that my own father did not do that for me. I can be extremely happy for my new life, but that doesn't negate or get rid of the fact that my own biological father has instilled subconscious trauma within me that has allowed me to believe that I was not deserving of having a man provide in my life and be secure and be safe. Because at the end of the day, our dads are the first men in our lives that show us that. They show us safety, they show us security, and they show us unconditional love. And as someone that didn't get to experience that with my biological father, I think that subconsciously messed up my mind where I did not believe that that was something that I could have. Now, when you have that limiting belief, what it essentially does is it affects your dating life and it affects your relationships moving forward. When you think that you are not deserving of something and that something isn't possible because your own father couldn't do it, how could a man that is not related to you, who you are in love with or who you even just like, how can you believe that someone can give you that? Now, when you move through life being that very negative, limiting belief type of person, you end up in dynamics where you are getting very little. Thankfully, I've had a wide range of men that I've dated that have shown me what it's like to be truly loved, but the truth is, I still struggle with the pickings. I guess I struggle with choosing someone who can give me that because I'm so used to being someone who gives it to myself. When you don't get it from a parent that is supposed to give it to you, you're so used to giving it to yourself that you almost accept bottom of the barrel behavior from others because you subconsciously believe that you don't deserve it. When I did my healing work and started working on my relationship trauma, because although I've had a really wonderful relationship that has shown me what it's like to be loved truly and unconditionally, I still did not heal parts of me that needed to be healed because nobody can make you heal. You have to make yourself heal. So although I had seen in my own life a beautiful relationship, I had that. I had a man who loved me, who adored me, who was able to prove to me that I was worthy of love and respect and honor and honesty. When me and that person no longer were together, I kind of reverted back to my old mindset because I did not heal that trauma. I just accepted better for the time being and then never actually worked on the things that I was dealing with. So in my singleness for almost 3 years, I have spent a lot of this time working through my relationship trauma that stems from low standards. When I think of standards, I think of a lot of things. I think of someone being my equal, right? I think of alignment. I think of a lot of internal qualities. So like to me, a high standard for myself in dating is not only someone who can provide and match my energy, but also someone who has integrity, someone who possesses a lot of the qualities that I possess, like family values and love and respect and kindness. Like that's important to me. If a man is rich and he doesn't possess those things, he is not meeting my standards. Period, end of story. It doesn't stop at money for me because the truth is I am not in a lack there mindset. I make my own money. My parents have money. I don't need your money. I need the full package because I believe that I am that. And I think that when you start aligning with your standards, you start to realize that you will not tolerate anything from anyone if they are not providing what you already provide for yourself. But that goes back into the mindset of, well, how much have you been doing for yourself these past few years? How much of your time have you spent working on yourself to not only raise your standards in dating and relationships and meeting people, but raising the standard and the bar in your own life? Have you been nurturing yourself? Have you been glowing up externally and internally? Have you been seeing a therapist? Have you been healing your traumas? Have you been aligning yourself with the values that you want? Have you been putting yourself in places that align with your future life? When I think of my standards, I started moving closer to my higher self. I moved to towns that aligned with that version of myself. So currently I live in a very affluent, successful town where everybody around me has to at least make six figures. And I prefer it that way because I'm living amongst those who are just like me and who are just like my higher self. I only frequent places where I see people who are living similarly to me. I go to a luxury gym. I go to upscale coffee shops and different types of places where I am around what I view as my standard. Because if you consider yourself to be of high standard and you put yourself in the category of, well, I'm untouchable and I view myself in high regard, well, then why are you constantly in situations where you are around things that are beneath that standard? And although I was really working on myself in a way where I was around amazing women, I was around, you know, a lot of different people who were aligning with that, when I was dating, I found that I kept going back to the dating pool of emotionally unavailable men because I kept saying to myself, well, I provide for myself just fine and I didn't have someone doing that for me growing up and I am not healed because I don't feel deserving. And by the way, this wasn't something that I was actually saying to myself. I think it was a subconscious thought. It is a form of self-harm when you keep dating and sleeping with people who are beneath the standard that you want or that you are, because you are putting yourself in an energetic field of misery, of mediocrity, of disrespect, and it only hurts your life because you keep circling the drain over and over again of the same patterns and habits that you're trying so hard to get away from. And it's really important that we learn how to walk away from things that are not at our level and at our standard and are not meeting our standard. So the first thing that I said to myself was, I no longer live in this story anymore. A great way to raise your standards is to stop living in that negative, derogatory story that you have of yourself where, well, I didn't have a dad growing up and I had nobody to show me what it's like to really, like, you know, have desires and want more and have someone take care of me. Get out of that story. Even if you've never seen it in your real life, other people have lived it. You can believe it from them. They are the proof. I watched my mother marry someone who took on her three children because my mom had three kids before she met my stepfather, who helped her get through school, who helped her elevate her life. Granted, my mom is a hardworking woman. She's not like someone who was just like relaxing all those years. No, my mom was very obsessed with being hyper independent, but my stepfather allowed her to do that. And on top of it, also provided, also did a lot. I will never forget when they got married. They bought our family home, which is still my family home to this day. And I will never forget, like, it felt like a dream. Like, we walked into the house and, you know, my parents' house is very beautiful. I love my home so much. It was just such a greater life than the life we had prior. We were living in a townhouse prior. Nothing wrong with that. It was a beautiful home. But when my mom married my stepfather, we moved very soon after, and it was this big house with eight bathrooms and six bedrooms and a pool. And I remember, like, running through the house. My parents had already gotten it painted and furnished. Like, I walked into my bedroom and my furniture was already there and it was all brand new stuff. And it felt like a fucking dream. And I'm thinking to myself, this is what life should be like. And I'm not saying that from a pretentious standpoint, but what my parents provided me and my siblings and what my stepfather provided my mom, it was done so effortlessly and it wasn't done in vain and it wasn't done wanting something in return. It was just the new standard that was set. And I watched this happen before my eyes and I said, wait a second, this is possible. This can happen. You can genuinely have someone love and adore you and want nothing from you other than to just have you a part of their life. I do believe my stepfather is really living a good life having my mom as his wife. You know, my mom is an incredible cook. She's very smart. She's witty. She works hard. She's a great mother. Like, these are things that men look for in women. I'm not, you know, saying that, but for me, it's just very fascinating that this was something that was just done. And having that proof allows me to realize I don't have to struggle. I don't have to accept less. I don't have to, you know, see someone who's wanting and desiring me and wants to be in my energy, but isn't actually doing anything other than just absorbing it. They're absorbing my energy, but they're not giving anything. And a huge thing that I think a lot of you women really need to get into your head when it pertains to dating and friendships is, if this person is making my life worse and not better, they do not need to be in my life. I want you to view your life as a number scale right now, between 1 and 10. And let's just say your current moment, you feel like your life is at like a 6, right? It's not bad, it's not amazing, but it's at a 6. You feel good about things, you know, you just got a new job, you're making decent money, but you know, you could be doing a lot more with your life, but you know, you view it as a 6. Now, if you were to meet a man tomorrow who is beneath the goals and desires that you have for yourself, and also the standards, like he might not be responsive, he might not be respectful, he might not be honest, but you know, you just like to be around him and you know, he's good company and maybe he sleeps with you really well and he's, you know, good in bed, right? I promise you, your 6 of a life will turn into a 4 or a 3 or a 2 or a 1. It won't turn into a 7 and it won't turn into an 8, 9, or 10, because this person isn't even matching where you're at. If the person isn't matching where you're at, then they are making your life worse and not better. And a great way to view life in this way is to stop giving out trophies and medals for the bare minimum. Well, at least he texted me. Well, at least he asked. Well, hey, babe, we are not in a lack there mindset. We need to stop rewarding bare minimum behavior. And that's not to say that, you know, we're super difficult to be with and all of that, but the truth is, the more you nurture your life, the better you treat yourself, the harder it will be to find a partner. That is just fact. Because the truth is, when I was younger, and all I really ever did was I was kind to myself, I looked good, but I didn't have money, I didn't have success, I didn't have integrity, I didn't do a lot of things with my time that were super luxurious or nurturing. It was really easy to find a man back then, guys. It was like, I just needed to find someone who was doing the same type of thing. Okay, someone who looked nice and spoke well and took care of themselves, but I didn't need someone that was super successful because that's not where I was at. So as I've elevated throughout the years, I've become successful. I'm in a completely different tax bracket than I was in many years ago. I nurture myself. I love my alone time. I am in therapy. I speak to a life coach. All of these things that I do in my own time, okay? It is very difficult to find someone who meets this standard of living when you nurture yourself this way. That's just the way it is. That being said, get real comfortable getting rid of certain things, getting rid of certain things, getting rid of certain people, and being alone until you find that person. And I promise you, it will be worth the wait, because at the end of the day, it's either you wait and you find the right person or you settle and you're essentially committing self-harm in your life because you're allowing someone to take away your light, to take away your energy, to make you not so great because somebody who isn't aligned with you and isn't in the energy and lifestyle that you desire, it's going to be really difficult to elevate, grow, and be happy in that life with them. You're essentially taking yourself down a few notches to be at their level. And that's just the way it is. I promise you, that is how it is. Now, that's not to say that you need to date a rich man and be with someone who's like ridiculously out of reach. No, there is the type of person out there that you can grow with and evolve with and have a beautiful life with that comes with time. But you have to be able to align with them on the important things. Are they ambitious? Are they respectful? Do they value you? Are they someone who has a high moral ground? And everything that they do it well. Like, that is important. So when you're seeking a partner or a friend or someone to be around, you have to keep that in mind. And like I said before, a great way to start raising your standards is to start raising them in your own life. Start doing things that your higher self would do. Stop being lazy. Stop procrastinating. Stop being someone who doesn't seek help when you need it. Really nurture yourself in ways. And I don't believe in always elevating, elevating, elevating. Like, I think a lot of people get that misconstrued. They think that, oh, well, you're always in a perpetual state of growing. And yes, I think we grow every day. But yes, there are days where we need to rest. There are moments where we need to take a beat. And in that taking a beat, what are you doing with the time? Are you seeking a therapist? Are you working on yourself by meditating and nurturing your childhood traumas and unpacking them and deprogramming your mind to no longer be in a lack there mindset? These are all things that you have to start doing in order to raise your standards. And once you figure out where your standards are, you have to be very firm in them. You have to live by them and be firm in them and not make exceptions. There are so many people that I meet in my dating life, and I'm very fortunate. I have wonderful people that I've dated. I have met a lot of wonderful men. That doesn't mean that I have to marry every single man that I meet. That's wonderful. Because the truth is, the reason why things ended was because that person was not self-actualized. They didn't do the healing and the work that they needed to be with me. And there was a lot of things that did not align with my higher self. Because when I think of my future husband, I think of my future. I think of my future. And if this person does not align with my future and I can't see them getting there, they are not for me. And that's okay. Learn that when somebody shows you who they are, to believe them. That goes for your friends as well. If you are around people who you are not inspired by or who you do not feel like they have admirable qualities, why are you around them? That is doing yourself a disservice. I am so proud, and I look at it as such a flex, that my friends are people that are good humans. I put them on a pedestal because these are good women. They have spent their life working on themselves, and they have incredible qualities that are admirable and that I love being around. And where I lack, they don't. And where they lack, I don't. Like, we really balance that out. And the reciprocity in our friendship is real. Where one falls short, the other picks up, and vice versa. I really think it's important to try to figure out where you lack in certain areas, because that could be a direct correlation to why you are not getting what you want, why you are not meeting people that are at the standard that you desire. You first have to start viewing yourself as the highest and best, okay? You have to view yourself in that way. And if you don't see yourself as the highest and best right now, figure out how you can get there. What do you have to do in your mind that will get you there? And a lot of the times it just takes practice. It just takes saying it until it comes true. And I don't believe in just being delusional forever, but I do believe it helps. I think that being delusional about yourself helps. If you say, you know what, I'm not going to tolerate X, Y, and Z anymore. I want this. And that's how it's going to be. I really do believe that that's what's going to get you there. Whenever I think about like raising standards, I think of the movie Think Like a Man. It was one of my favorite movies growing up. Like, I love that movie. And when I think of Megan Good's character, how she was constantly being met with like bottom of the barrel bums because she was having sex too early. And she decided, you know what, I'm going to read the book and I'm going to honor the book. So she meets Zeke in the movie, and, you know, he is like the player. He is really good with the ladies, and he knows how to swindle a woman into sleeping with him quickly. And because she is in her newfound standard and she's trying to honor it, she's doing everything in her power to not sleep with him early. She's getting courted by him. She's saying no. She's telling him her standard and her boundaries. And he keeps asking her out because he's like, wait a second, what is going on here? Why can't I get this woman to crack? And it's because you can't get a woman with high standards to crack. Self-respect is the highest form and the highest demonstration of someone with high standards, okay? You have to have self-respect and self-worth in order to honor that. So she really just kept saying like, no, no, and in a cute way, because I don't think that it's important for us to profess our standards to people. I think that that's something that is shown with action. I know for me that whenever I used to sell it with my words, I would end up breaking it because I was trying to sell it to myself. When I actually started to raise my standards in my life, it was really just about how I moved through life, how I looked, how I treated myself, how I was able to show it in my actions. And men were getting in line. I was getting amazing dates out of it. I was getting men that weren't sleazy with me. They watched what they say around me because they knew that if they said something that was disgusting or derogatory or like inappropriate, that someone like me would not go for that. And I think that they could read that because my energy was giving assertive. It was giving stern. It was giving, I have self-respect. The things that I speak about, like you can't just say anything around me. You can't just do anything around me. And that's shown with how you show yourself and the actions that you do. So start living like your higher self. Start living in your standard. Start dressing like the girl who has high standards. Start saying no like someone with high standards. And I'm telling you, your life will start to change in a way that's in your favor. And I constantly go back to this thinking whenever I go back into old habits, because like I said earlier, as someone who did not have my own father show me what it was like to be loved unconditionally by a man, I naturally was gravitating towards people who made me feel like I had to perform. It was like a performance of like, let me prove to you that I'm worthy of your love. No more, okay? I had to unlearn that habit. I had to deprogram my mind and say you were always worthy and that this was never about you. I had to remind myself that my father not nurturing and taking care of me the way he was supposed to was not about me. That is not my story. That is his story. That is where he falls short as a man. That's not where I fall short as a woman. And seeing my stepfather do things for my mother without asking, she just got it, proved to me, this is possible. You can have this. You can have this life. And you don't have to jump through hoops. You don't have to perform. You don't have to do the extra something to get someone to do it for you. When someone aligns with your purpose and they adore you and they want you just as much as you want them, or even maybe more, you will get these things met. But you need to stand in your purpose. You need to not settle. You need to constantly reiterate in your mind that you deserve better and give it to yourself in the meantime. And all of your desires will come into fruition. I do believe that when you raise your standards, you have to keep in mind that patience is a virtue. Nice things come to those who wait. I really do believe that. My beautiful life did not happen overnight, although it does feel like it did now. It didn't. I worked really hard for it, and I had to be extremely patient. And that goes for everything in life worth having. Love, having a good father for my children, that's very important to me. Almost just as important as me having a good husband is having a good father to my kids. Being someone who is able to grow and expand my businesses, become an entrepreneur, and do all of these things in my life that I find meaning in and I find purposeful, it's just going to take time. I hope that this helped you guys. Please, please, please raise the bar. Stop settling for crumbs. It's not healthy. And the more that you live in that mindset, the more dissatisfied you're going to be with your life. You don't want to be that person who is going through the motions of life and knows you deserve better, but you keep choosing shit every day. Choose yourself. Love yourself enough that you know that being alone or being without that friend or not doing that certain thing is better than settling for that thing that is causing you so much grief and anxiety. You deserve better. We all deserve better. And start aligning with your purpose. I love you guys so much. And I will talk to you guys in the next podcast episode.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.